Aaron, are you there, sir?
Hey, Gary, how's it going this morning?
Just great. My pulse rate will be normal in about, about an hour and a half.
I might need an EKG there.
So Aaron was caller number one so many years ago. I'm sorry, whenever it was we started. We're in our fourth month here, Aaron. Do you believe that?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's hard to, it's just hard to make sense of that. Anyway, you called me up, and we started talking about politics kind of ad hoc, and I thought we would continue our conversation. If you're ready, I don't think
there's, like a plan.
I don't think there's anything that is absolutely breaking that you and I didn't know about before. This Twitter hack that I just reported on, do you have any take on that at all?
I would just say, be prepared for more of that stuff come November or October. But other than that, that's about it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I just don't know what we don't know who's behind it, but it's very odd.
Right.
So, all right. I'm going to take my shoes off here, if I may. I've got adobo all over the studio floor, and the birds are starting to track it in here. So, Joe Biden claiming almost a double-digit lead in national polls. Here's a question. This is from, I think, from Chicago Tribune. Can we trust the polls after 2016?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Go ahead. Talk about it.
I think no. Well, one, those are the polls as of now. That's a snapshot in time. So right now, Biden is in the bunker, so to speak, after Trump came out of the bunker. Trump's doing his press run and everything. The coronavirus is still going full rampage. But granted, deaths are going to start ticking up. So it may get worse in Trump's hand. But I think now Biden is just, the idea of Biden is what people are really, you know, feeding off of there. Once he gets out, starts making more speeches and speaking more, that may start to shift a little bit. More ads come out on TV and online, that may start to shift.
You know, you're right about that. And I think let's broaden that a little bit. Talk about Joe Biden, who we think and hope will be the 46th president of the United States. I think we'll be a 47th, and I think we're about to hear who that is, because I think his running mate is going to succeed him during his term. That's my opinion. Doesn't have to be anyone else's. You thought about that yourself?
Yeah, I think he even said it, that he was only looking for one term.
Yeah.
I think he understands, like a lot of people are saying he's having mental decline. He gets that he's getting older.
Yeah.
I think he's really taking a bullet for everyone, just saying, okay, I'm going to beat this guy, get one term, turn the battleship a little bit, and then bring in a new progressive wing of the Democratic Party to
and also,
take up after him.
Yeah, and also with the realization that people die in office. And people, you know, you and I are going to chew up some electioneering stuff. I had some notes. There was a candidate way back when who died. He was not. I think it was a Democratic nominee. He died between the convention and the election.
Wow.
So, odder things have happened. All right. So, yeah. What's your take on who the most likely running mate? I'll give you Kamala Harris. The poor woman, the mayor of Atlanta. Tested positive for the virus. Anyway, without prejudicing you, if you had to bet money, who do you think is going to run with Biden?
I would say Kamala, honestly.
Yeah.
I think Tucker Carlson kind of gave Tammy Duckworth a little leg up after the current situation with the promotions in the military.
Right.
But I definitely think Kamala Harris is looking like she's at the top of the pick right now.
Well, Kamala Harris, let's see here, former Attorney General of California, right? Current senator out there.
And that's really good for that whole rule of law thing that Trump is going for.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about Kamala Harris. Why did she flame out? Why did she drop out? What happened with her? I thought that she would get farther than she did.
It was funny.
Go ahead. Say again.
She literally was money. She didn't have the funding to continue on the on stage with the debates, so she just dropped out. She didn't have enough people funding her campaign to proceed or keep going.
Right.
So basically that.
That sounds right to me. So as people contemplate her as the first black woman president of the United States, what about that? Are they thinking that far? Is that going to cut across racial lines? Will people like me who voted for Obama, no matter what? Well, what about it? Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, remember, we did have Obama, and we saw what we get after Obama. So it didn't really, and a lot of black people were even mad at Obama because we expected this big fundamental change without understanding that, you know, establishment people will continue to be establishment people. So I think that if there's that much hype, there will be that much more disappointment on the other end because she still is an establishment Democrat. She's a moderate. She's, you know, she has big money donors. So
if
she was like a super progressive black candidate, then that would be a completely different conversation.
And she wouldn't be in any likelihood of being elected, I think.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Half past the hour. This is Aaron. Caller number one to the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show and our political pundit. You want to be called a pundit? That's an awful term. You probably
I know. I don't mind. It's fun on here learning from you and, you know, enjoying the conversation. So that was fun.
Well, you'll go down to Kinko's later and get a business card that says pundit.
That's cool. I'll put on my breast here,
and that will enhance your nothing. Yesterday, how about this, Aaron? President Orange Hair shook up his reelection team. With less than 4 months until the November vote, he replaced his campaign manager, Brad Parscale, whatever the hell that is. And I'm sorry, whatever that gentleman's name is. And an acknowledgment of the president's diminished standing in nearly all public and private polling since the spring. He was named campaign manager in February of 2018. He'll step out of the job, and Bill Stepien, currently the deputy campaign manager. I wouldn't write these down in ink, by the way, Aaron. I don't think a little pencil might be okay. He's a veteran political operative. Do you think it makes any difference? I mean, I think he could appoint Jesus Christ as his campaign manager, and I don't think it's going to move the dial. What about it?
That's true. I think, what's his name, Jared Kushner has always been like his non-official campaign manager the whole time.
Right. Son-in-law?
Yes, that guy. So, I don't know. What do you think? I honestly don't know about that one.
I think the horse is out of the barn. And one of the things that maybe you and I can segue to, I just don't think there's any chance in hell that Trump gets elected legally, reelected legally. Mm. Which brings us to, what's he going to do? And I think that, you know, it's all about spin there. I don't know what, you know, if I woke up in the morning in any job related to President Hitler, I would just wonder, oh, my God, what are we going to do today? This thing yesterday with the Goya thing. Ivanka, she's a brain trust. You know, Steve. You remember Steve Bannon?
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy that kind of invented Trump, right?
He did. Yeah. He did.
He's quoted as saying that she's as dumb as a box of rocks. Which I said this yesterday. This is not my line. Goya saved. Let's see. They saved more black beans than black lives. I know. Oh, so, all right, back to what you think the worst case scenario might be. Trump he's sitting there in his bubble bath. Ivanka's bringing him in the cocoa. The election night is going on. Jared has disappeared. He's losing. It's not going to happen. No way he's going to come back. What then? What do you think?
I think after the election, if it's close, if it's like a landslide, there's really no hope. But if it's close, he's going to open an inquiry, an investigation into the election, and then he's going to be able to legally keep running that investigation to fruition. So hopefully it doesn't go past, you know, January 1st. But if he opens up that investigation, he could, in theory, just continue that investigation into election interference or election poll hacking or whatever. And just keep that investigation running to run off the clock.
All right, I think that's right. So what entity conducts that investigation? The Department of Justice or the The Boy Scouts or people?
Well, I think
people,
the,
people
I think
with
the,
fat stomachs for
FBI.
Trump. Who doesn't? Go ahead. I'm sorry. The FBI.
Well, I think Barr has shown a pretty big. That's the State Department or FBI?
Barr, yeah, that's, well, yeah, no, he's the FBI is under him in nine steps, yeah, because the Department of Justice. But Barr.
Yes, so I think he has shown that he's pretty willing to, you know,
do whatever.
Go all out with
Trump. Do whatever.
That's realistic.
You know, it's interesting. I really don't want to be, I don't want to be accused of anything. I guess it doesn't matter. I would have been fired today, by the way, if I were still working in conventional media. They blew out a lot of people that work in the media. So that it's probably good you don't have a job yet, but it'll disappear soon, as soon as you do.
Right.
You know what the Nuremberg trials were? For folks that don't, that was the post-World War II series of trials to try the Nazi war criminals. And they held it in Nuremberg, Germany, because that was the site of all these speeches when you saw the videos of when Hitler's out foaming at the mouth, you know, doing the German thing. So anyway, they had the Nuremberg trials, and most people know about that if they study history at all. There's a movie that you can look at called Judgment at Nuremberg. Anyway, this is a long question, and I'll try to wrap it here. At the beginning of some of these events, when Trump was doing the lock her up, and the notion that in America, we don't follow a change of power by imprisoning the people that were there before. That distinguishes Americans from, I don't know, totalitarian countries. However, now we are looking at people who worked for this administration who were felons, criminals. They're now commuting their sentences, blah, 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 blah. So I think the game has changed, and I'm ready to talk about what is the Who are the defendants in Nuremberg 2021? That was actually a question, Aaron. Pick anything out of that and go for it.
Well, honestly, we're still rehashing the 2016 debacle. You know, like he literally, like an unredacted part of the Mueller investigation, we found out that, what's his name, Michael Flynn literally spoke to the ambassador for Russia.
Yes, he did.
And once they, and when they interfered with in the election, and we, and the Obama administration did those sanctions, he literally spoke to him and said, "Don't respond, because if you respond, we're going to get into this tit for tat, and it's going to get bad." That's proven.
Right.
So who knows what they're going to do in 2020? Like it's so much. Like Roger Stone literally is in the unredacted Mueller report. He had advanced knowledge of the Hillary emails, and then Trump knew about it. That's literally in the report. And now he commuted Roger Stone's sentence. So literally anything could happen. And I think where a lot of people downplay how bad it could get in November. But he literally is openly saying, "China, help me out now." So anything could happen, honestly.
I know. Well, listen, the overlay here, 21 before the hour here on the Pandemic Pirate Show from Bleat.network, our political pundit, Aaron, caller number one. We try to make sense of some of these things. You know, the overlay here is that Trump's crazy. Trump's crazy. You know, Hitler, was Hitler a madman? Not as much as Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So he had some
direction.
Go ahead. Say again.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying he had some direction at least. He knew where he was aiming for.
Yeah.
Trump just trying to win, period.
Yeah, well, and I think that people that are looking at Trump see that the Hitler playbook, almost everything that Trump has, and I should say, I was going to say Trump is used. Actually, it's the people that want Trump to be there. All these things that they've been doing, everything from, you know, inventing the, you know, for Hitler was the Jews, for Trump it's the Latinos, the Hispanics. On and on and on, all these, you know, making all these things up. So anyway, I bring that up to say, you know, it's important, I think, to kind of study history there. What's the most surprising thing that has come out of the White House this month? I was going to say this week. What did you woke up and you said, "Oh my God, I can't believe that." I'll give you a second to think about that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, go ahead. You're a quick thinker.
I was thinking, honestly, and I know this doesn't seem like a big thing, but I was thinking the CDC whole debacle where they moved it from the CDC to HHS or SHS, whatever that is.
The agency that they moved it to, I didn't even know what it was, but we'd all heard of the CDC. Yeah, I agree with that.
Only because it seems like deaths are a lagging indicator behind the cases going up.
Right.
So if he's doing this right before deaths are starting to tick, that is very, very, very alarming to me.
Right.
Because if they start to kind of wishy-wash the numbers on the deaths and then Florida's the new world epicenter, this could get, it could get crazy.
They don't want you to know. They do not want you to know who's getting sick. And I never heard of such a thing in my life. I did not. I'm looking here at 20 before the hour here. Aaron from the world of the political punditry. You know what? Let's do a quick thing. Let's take a break. I've got something. I want to look at some of the events that happen on this day in history, and then we're going to come back with your permission, and we'll talk about mail-in voting, which I know you're in favor of, and how to get the adobo off the carpeting. I think we'll also get to some. All right. If you would hang on for a moment or two, we're going to get into something involving space. Hello, there he is. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Anything happen while I was gone?
Not so much.
No, all right. No Twitter hacks or odd things involving Goya. So, I think your theme is mail-in voting to some extent, or how to get people to go and vote. Right, that's a big issue with you.
Mm-hmm.
What about it? Mail-in voting is suddenly, it says here, controversial. Why?
There's a lot of anecdotal situations where ballots come up missing, or there are replications of certain ballots, or there are a lot of instances where a lot of BS happens with mail-in voting, which is understandable. Someone could just take a whole mailbox off the corner if they wanted to.
Right.
But I just don't think that. I think it just gets conflated and broadcast to as a bigger situation than it is.
All right. Okay. I mean, would you agree that with all its faults, it's still probably less subject to shenanigans than many, many other things that we do, including
literally mathematically, that's true.
Including Chads, I might add. Chads and these old, you and I here in Illinois, we're not subject to this, but some of these states have voting machines that are, wow, they're like Thomas Edison is hidden inside trying to figure the pliers. They're just old, So anyway, all right. So voting, mail-in voting. What is the here's a weird one here. I'm going to give you a second just to think. I get all these weird questions that pop in, and this one's from Quora. Can President Trump demote Chief Justice Roberts to an ordinary Supreme Court justice and elevate Justice Kavanaugh? The answer to that is no. But do you see things like that people are just wildly speculating what will Trump do?
I do see a lot of that, and I wanted to kind of ask you about that as well. There is a lot of, it seems like everything, Trump is the one example of everything he does is a headline.
Right.
And kind of the inverse of that is anything that could possibly go wrong with democracy, people assume Trump is going to be the person to do it.
Yes.
He's going to try to do it as quickly as possible.
Yes.
But kind of a question for you, what do you feel about kind of the news coverage of Trump? Because if you don't cover him at all, he wins. If you cover him too much, he wins. It plays into his base that everything he does is a breaking news story. So it's kind of a lose-lose situation. You don't talk about anything, then it's a problem. You talk about all of it, it's a big problem. Like, where do you fall in line with that? Because I see you try to teeter the line. You don't go 100% on Trump. But you do say, well, look, here are the facts. He lied here. This is wrong. So where do you fall in on that?
I think that the media blew it, and I got out of the media right about the time they were about to blow it. We got about a minute here. It's a great question. Thank you. I think the conventional news media people should have stopped covering this these BS news conferences, letting him talk for hours. Remember at the beginning of the coronavirus, just getting up, just nonsense. No. At that point, you say, we just don't cover that. I think on my level, and I got about 30 here, Aaron, you're going to come back, please. Come back early and often, the way we vote in Chicago.
sure, no problem.
If one has kids, they know that children want your attention. Little Jay did something that is pretty, and you say, oh, Little Jay, that's so nice. But if you don't give Little Jay or really any child attention, they're going to say, hey, look, right? Look, Dad. That's Trump. If you don't give him the attention in one way, he'll get it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's table this one. You and I will talk soon.
All right, cool.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the conversation.
Thank you. Have the best day you can, man. This is Widecast, produced in Chicago by Natasha Rodriguez. We'll see you tomorrow.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.